Mike, let's unpack this. What sort of capacity has been taken out of the global container fleet due to these diversions around the Cape away from Suez Canal? And what sort of impact is this having on that supply-demand balance for container ships and slots?
I think the analysts will tell you that it's somewhere around about a third of container capacity. Because, I mean, what you've had, Mike, is ships that have, well, some have actually been diverted straight away, but some have been on hold effectively waiting to see what will happen. So there's been massive delays. So, yeah, something like 30% or a third. In the midterm, it's reckoned that if this, for instance, pattern of going around the Cape was to continue, that would soak up 5 or 6% of global capacity. But there are a lot of ships coming on, so that's not going to be too much of a hardship, I think. Yeah, is that in, say, for instance, on Asia to North Europe, you could add another two ships into those loops quite comfortably.
In terms of transits at the moment, what's about 2 weeks into the Med from Asia, a little bit less than that added time onto Northern Europe?
Yeah, obviously, wherever you go up, you're coming back again. So effectively, it's doubling it. And then you've got issues of bad weather going around the Cape, which everybody forgets about, which can be quite problematic. And, you know, the longer you're at sea, the more potential you are to getting delays.
And obviously, the oil price is going up and that's going to feed into higher fuel costs for carriers. What's happening to these head haul rates on those lanes on that Asia-Europe trade, Mike?
Really going gangbusters, like, basically. You've got sort of rates and the market rates, if you like. I mean, looking at spot rates, for instance, at Drury's rate as of yesterday, for a 40-foot, that was an average rate of $4,406 per 40-foot, and that is an increase of 164% since the 21st of December. But people I talk to are saying, well, if I could get that rate, I'd be very happy, because rates are now being offered of up to 10 or even more, including various premium surcharges for equipment and to guarantee slots, etc. And people obviously are having to put more stuff on the water, because if you're extending these supply chains by another 2 weeks, for instance, you've just got to get more stuff going. So they're bringing cargo forward ahead of Chinese New Year at the same time as there's no ships and there's no equipment.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.